Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
On the Married at First Sight reunion special, we got to see Kevin Frazier muddle through these couples and try to figure out what is going on, just like we have been doing for the past few months. Join us today as we take your calls and we finally wrap this show up. AfterBuzz TV.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Gia! It's Wednesday. What is up, everybody? Kevin Frazier knows our pain. Kevin Frazier now knows what Lanisha and I have been going through, what you all have been going through, and of course you're back joining us right now. What's up, guys? It's your host, Mike Thieling. We're back on AfterBuzz TV, Married at First Sight, the finale, the reunion. This is it. This is the last after show.
Aww.
That's all right. It's all right. Because we're going to make it through. We're going to have a lot of fun. Of course, you guys know I don't do this alone. Oh, my gosh, already. We didn't even say you could call in yet.
Sorry about that, guys.
No, you're doing the right thing, Producer Jonathan. But first, you don't get to be introduced yet. First, it's your girl, Lanisha.
What's up, you guys? Oh, I'm going to miss you. I'm going to miss all the comments coming through.
Look, the cool thing is, at the very end of the show, I saw a lot of you guys in the chat. Of course, you see all of you joining us, as you have been every single week, and we love you guys. A lot of people asking what shows to go to next for after shows. By the end of this show, we're going to tell you the new shows that we're doing if you want to come hang out with us. And of course, you know, AfterBuzz is always here for you guys. However, the other person always here for you and always here for us is Producer Jonathan. Are you camera ready tonight?
No, I'm... Oh, wait, I can be.
Come
just
on!
Give me a second. Let me get
the finale.
Up.
Give the people what they want and let's see Jonathan.
How long is that going to take?
It'll probably take like
one minute. I'll move on until then. While Jonathan is setting up his camera, as he should have already had, because he knows I like to do this and throw them in there. Oh, here we go. Maybe it doesn't take that long.
It looks like you're about to
FaceTime somebody instead of actually come on the show.
Okay. We get like half his eyeball.
Guys, we are gonna take your calls today, of course. We're gonna real quickly though, Lanisha and I are gonna go through, we're gonna give our final thoughts on every four of our couples here. And then we're gonna go to the lines and we're gonna hear from you guys. If you've called in before, you can call in again, of course, and we're gonna do final thoughts. Finally, Jonathan, are you ready?
I'm getting there. It's being slow.
That's okay.
I'm grabbing another program. You guys keep going. I'll be there.
All right. I would appreciate it, man. While Jonathan's doing
there we are.
Oh, you're ready.
Oh, yes. I am ready.
Give it to him.
Oh, here I am.
There's Jonathan.
Yes!
You've been wondering all season.
You guys are matching.
We are.
Like a shirt.
We are. Classic go-to flannel. And now he's hiding in fear. Thank you, buddy. While we're on it, guys, before we get into all this nonsense, because, you know, I honestly feel like, give me your thought real quick. I feel like not a ton of stuff happened this episode. We got the reunion. I feel like not a lot of new information was given.
I'm disappointed because a lot of things that I wanted to happen didn't happen. Like with Deanna not being pregnant. Jamie and Elizabeth are still together. I'm so disappointed.
None of Lanisha's predictions came true. I just want to toss that out there. She's obviously a terrible host because none of her predictions happened right. She's zero forever.
I told him, bet this is going to happen, Mike, in your face.
To be fair, I had those same predictions as well. But obviously, we don't know these couples.
I hated how they kept building me up. For failure.
It's
like,
terrible.
I hated that.
It's terrible. Yeah, it was really annoying. Before we get into that, though, guys, just a little bit more fun. Jonathan, can we pull up Lanisha's Instagram? It was Lanisha's birthday this past weekend. 90s theme. Look at Lanisha at the roller skating rink. How many different... You have got a lot of neon going on there.
Yes.
What
and
a throwback.
Those were like a short, booty short overalls.
They're booty short overalls.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know they made those.
And then I love my hat. My niece helped me make my hat. It was all splatter painted.
Yes.
And then like I wrote 1994 on it for 90s baby.
That's what's up. We love it. Happy belated. Everybody gave you a lot of love last week. And now
yes,
switch over
thank
to mine.
You guys.
Because guys, we are leaving you. But as we leave you, I would like to invite you into the wonderful season, which is Halloween and fall. And Leisha, I wanted to go out today. I want to get some potato chips for my sandwich that I already have. And then on my way out, I realized, yo, Trader Joe's probably has their pumpkin stuff going on. And I went overdose. There's pumpkin. Well, you see what it is there. There's pumpkin beer. I got pumpkin butter. I got pumpkin ice cream. I got pumpkin biscotti, ginger beer, pumpkin. I got the almond pumpkin stuff. There's pumpkin cookie mix. Those are pumpkin Oreos. Well, Trader Joe's knockoff Oreos, right? And then, because I'm always thinking of the wife that a lot of these guys on the show could take a real, you know, clue from.
Take a little.
I got us two pumpkin spice face masks.
Oh!
Excited to do that later with my wife, Raquel.
I'm just wondering where the actual pumpkin is, but I am.
Who cares?
To you for getting the mask.
It's orange and it's pumpkin spice branded, so I'm buying and trying it. Okay. Enough of our fun personal lives. Let us get into this. We're going to go the same order, and Leisha and I promise, guys, we're going to go really fast, okay? Because we want to hear from you. So we're just going to go real fast because, again, not a lot of stuff happens. So
yeah.
We're going to go the same exact order. First, Keith and Iris, they stayed broken up. And Iris came off really angry in this reunion.
Well,
very.
Is it angry or just hurt? Like, I feel like she's just hurt.
I don't know. Mm. I was tipping more towards the anger. Like, maybe in the beginning, I think hurt, but then a lot of like resentment, and it seemed angry. Pardon me. And I've really been on Team Keith this whole time.
Obviously, y'all already know what team I was on. That photo was for him.
The photo was for him. You tagged him in it, right?
That went right
See,
there.
See, guys, Jonathan gets on camera and then everything gets spicy. Look, I've been Team Keith because I think he handled it really maturely. We've talked ad nauseum about the virgin thing. We get it. And there's really nothing else to say. I don't understand the hostility or what I perceive to be as anger. It seemed more than just hurt to me because, look, it's like you guys dated for a couple months and it didn't work out.
Yeah.
He went out of his way to say, this is not about, you're a great person. I think you're fantastic. I like you. We're just at different places in our lives, right or wrong?
No, absolutely. I understand where Keith is coming from, but I also understood where Iris was coming from as well.
Good.
When she was saying, basically, all she wanted was more answers. She just wanted him to be more detailed with it. Okay, she did this. What was she missing, particularly if it wasn't? Because he did kept going back saying, no, it wasn't just about sex.
Right.
Okay, that's fine if it wasn't just about sex. Now be more specific with her
right.
so that she can know what she's doing wrong.
Deirdre in the chat says that Iris's wig was too tight, and that's what the anger was. Look,
he liked it.
I thought she looked fantastic. I like the straight
first
hair
thing
look.
My comment.
I was
on.
Like, wow, she looks really good. I thought the straight hair was working for me for her. She should rock that. But yeah.
Yeah, I understood both ends.
Yes, that's what I was gonna say.
Yeah.
I understood her perspective if I say, okay, if I'm the virgin and I'm going into this relationship, then I don't want it to all be about that and I should be fine, you know, and I understand where she's coming from. Mm-hmm. But again, not to use Keith's own words, but I think that mentality is a less mature in the relationship sense mentality.
Yeah, I liked how he did end up finally going into more details about like the games and stuff, like giving examples.
Because there's plenty.
You can't be broad with it. You gotta be in this situation. You gotta be detailed so that the person can really get it.
Let's go on to Greg and Deanna. Not a lot to say. Fantastic. They said I love you. The Ray-Bans thing is cute. My wife does the same kind of stuff because my memory is zero. So I feel
she
like...
She said I love you first.
And then she found the Ray-Bans and then that was just it. I don't even know what to say about these guys. They've been the best couple the whole time. They probably are the only ones who should be together. You're disappointed. Okay, so this was the first cliffhanger fake out that they played on us, right, guys? Greg and Deanna have a big surprise. He's got something to tell us. And everybody's like, ooh, yes, she's pregnant. We've known she's pregnant. Obviously, she's pregnant.
They made me feel so dumb. That's why I was so mad.
They're getting a nephew.
No, my sister is pregnant,
who
not me.
Who cares? Okay, moving on. Mm. We got Matt and Amber. The big revelation for me, for Matt and Amber, was this doofus. I'm going to go in on Matt. I'm usually really nice to everybody, and but this guy's an idiot, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He's going to come out on national TV and, again, make her look bad, I think, really play himself by saying he knew 15 minutes in that stuff was wrong and whatever. Then, you know what? Dude, I cannot
help. I'm glad she had balls to go back at him.
I can't help him anymore. There was easy ways for him to get out of this and still look like a nice guy. And so, sorry, not even look. Sorry, be a nice guy. Come off looking fine. And this is just not the way to do it. So now you're saying you knew this girl was wrong, but you slept with her anyway. You just, like, played around with her anyway and played around with her emotions. He's, oh, but I've apologized, and I don't think I was playing with your emotions. If you know, in this experiment, if you're getting married and you know there's no way it's going to work out, and you could tell Amber from the jump was into it, wanted to be married, really wanted to work at it, then if you go and sleep with her when you know, like, I'm ditching her at the end of this, who cares, that's not cool. And that's saying it mildly, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Because at this point, now I'm thinking as a woman, if I hear you say that,
right?
Oh, so you automatically knew you were going to divorce me. You just wanted to basically get it in and bye.
Right. And then, but then Amber almost continues it on, which I totally don't understand. Mm-hmm. She wants to be cordial and cool. Guys, we looked up Charlotte. Okay, unless there's a different Charlotte. I believe we're talking about North Carolina, right? Yeah. Someone correct me in the chat if we're not talking about Charlotte, North Carolina. Everybody raise up. You remember that? You remember that song? No? Oh, I was showing my age. North Carolina, raise up. Take your shirt off, Petey Pablo. Twist it around your head like a helicopter. Come on. Someone in the chat knows Petey Pablo. Look, Charlotte has almost 900,000 citizens in the city. Okay, and that's not even talking about surrounding areas. What are the odds these two are going to run into each other just casually? Like, do they live down the block from each other and there's a pub or something? Is this Cheers where, like, everybody knows your name? Oh, there's Matt and Amber again. Like, guys, this doesn't seem like a big deal. He obviously wants nothing to do with it. This girl should want nothing to do with it as well. Just, guys, it didn't work. Just part ways.
They
be done.
All were saying, though, that Charlotte is a small town and maybe they might live closer than what we thought. Like, who knows?
But it really doesn't seem like that. There, all my friends in the chat, you guys remember Petey Pablo? Yeah, that was a good club song. That
look
was
at my face.
T. Randy, that was the song. Monique says, oh my God, she's so young.
Can we play
young.
Some Lizzo? Okay. I just took a DNA test.
We're going to, so on the ride home tonight, I'll drop you off. We're going to play Petey Pablo the whole time. It was fantastic. I don't know what else to say about Matt and Amber. We knew they weren't working out. We knew for a while it didn't seem like he was into it. He admits now the whole time he wasn't into it. She got a dog, and honestly, the Chihuahua is going to be much more loyal and a better partner than Matt.
I'm glad she got a dog. I was like happy with her keep going at him, like with them comments back, like, yeah, well, I happen to know this. I agree with you with the other part. That was the only thing I was just disappointed with, like that she even wanted to stay cordial with him.
This girl, I mean, come on, just.
I would have been like, bye.
Look, guys, we don't really. Jonathan, I think our camcorder might have turned off here. Is that an actual term that we should use now in 2019? Our camera went out. Look at me dating myself some more. Maybe Petey Pablo turned our camcorder off and our Betamax tape isn't working anymore. Sorry, guys. So, look, if you guys listen to any kind of self-help gurus or anything like that, you know they're super big. I'm big on Gary Vaynerchuk for anybody out there who's looking for some business advice and things. I love Gary V. Everybody's always talking about eliminating negative people from your life. Right? Mm-hmm. So look at the circle of friends you got. If you've got like a loser friend, you know, cut them out, right? You don't have to drop them and be a jerk about it or whatever, but, you know, maybe heavily minimize the time you're going to spend.
Absolutely.
And the amount of time she's spending on maintaining this relationship with Matt or trying to be cordial or any kind of energy. Dude, Vito, don't sneak into this thing. I'm going to put you on camera, dude. Let's go. I don't even know who you are. Come on in. Yeah, why not? Everybody jump in on this. Vito, get on camera here. Vito just fixed our camcorder.
Get somebody on camera.
Get in here. Come on, get in the shot, Vito. Here we go.
Vito is
one of our newest producers, guys. Here he is. Look.
Hey, there we go.
Anytime we talk about Married at First Sight, he's always there to hear our comments.
Look, hello.
You agree about eliminating negative people in your life?
I suppose so, yeah.
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 And you should really hang around people who are going to lift you up, right?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. The amount of energy that she could spend, right, trying to maintain this cordial, weird vibe with Matt, Mm-hmm. She can go meet 10 friends that are going to be amazing to her.
Absolutely.
Did point. You fix our camera?
I did.
Get out of the studio.
Thank you very much.
Dynamite drop in from your boy Vito. He's got to go produce some other show. Thanks, buddy. So I don't understand. I don't understand that at all. It just makes absolutely no sense to me. So, but I don't think it makes sense to anybody else either. So whatever. Let's finish this out.
Just make my day.
Why? Thank you. Thank you. That was it goes on my resume. Make Lanisha's day. Let's finish this off with the obvious shenanigans that is Elizabeth and Jamie. No one understands that they're still together. We got excited when they broke up.
Again, another disappointment.
And then they got right back together. What is happening? And then and then during the course of the after show, you feel like they had some kind of realization like, yeah, maybe we shouldn't be. None of this sounds good. And then Beth shuts down. She's like, Kevin, I don't want to answer questions. Did she know she was going on an interview show?
Listen, the only question that I really wanted her to answer is, they brought it up, but I wish she would have answered, what is Caucasian sex?
Maybe
what
everybody who calls in today has got to give us their best estimate on what Caucasian sex actually means. But they're still together. Okay, congratulations, I guess, whatever. I don't know. And then the show had to give us another cliffhanger. Oh, Beth and Jamie, like, you guys have a big announcement too, right? Back from commercial. We're moving to Northern California. Who cares?
It might be
good
for us.
Why is that interesting to the viewers?
It might be good because now they're in California where AfterBuzz tapes. We might be able to get some Elizabeth and Jamie up in here. Maybe get some fireworks.
What? They're going to...
You guys want to come... on AfterBuzz.
They want to come host a show on AfterBuzz and fight in studio instead of this on... I don't know.
I bet y'all would stay tuned for that.
That was so, so lame of a reveal that they're moving together. Who cares? Okay. And you got any final words on any of these people? I feel like we talked about this to death and just let everybody
watch. I'm ready for these calls to come in. Okay. Y'all already heard me. I'm disappointed.
Guys, you know how we do it. The lines are open. There is the number. Give us a call, and tell us, give us some final thought on some of these couples right here. You guys are amazing, so call us up. We'll just go round robin, and whoever you guys want to talk about, that's who we will talk about. Other than that, I'm not sure. Are you looking forward to next season?
I actually am.
I'm so forgetful.
January 1st.
Washington, D.C.?
Yes.
Was it?
Yes.
Okay. Washington, D.C., so maybe some political people.
There's some beautiful people out there in Washington, D.C.
What if they straight up, if they're, like, okay, we got Keith and Iris, right? Seemingly player, because they started asking him, have you had sex since you got, and he was like, are you guys stupid?
Stop asking me that question.
He was like, look at me. Yeah. So they match him with Virgin. Maybe they're going to match like a Republican Democrat and just let them fight. If we're going to have one tumultuous couple, we got someone already, Jay?
Yeah, we do.
Aubrey, what is up?
I would love to see that, the Republican Democrat.
The whole season is Republicans and Democrats matched up. But everything
horrible.
Else about you guys, you're a match.
Yeah. All right. We do have a caller on the line. So caller, tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Happy Wednesday. This is Adrienne from Pensacola.
There you are.
Hey, Adrienne.
Pensacola is back in town. Hey, do you watch Floribama Shore?
No, I didn't watch that.
You didn't watch that? Because I think, don't they call somebody... Oh, no. Oh, sorry. That's Orange is the New Black, right? Pensatucky, that character?
Oh,
no,
y'all
never
are gonna
mind.
Hate me. I don't watch.
No. Terrible. Mike is not doing good with the references today. Who do you? What are the final thoughts you got?
It's not old though.
Okay.
Or is it the Black Event?
Because I want to hear everybody else. I'll be really quick.
Yes, ma'am.
Keith and Iris. I was happy with how their interview went.
I think so.
I felt like it gave Iris a chance to redeem herself, and it actually showed a couple of Keith's flaws, like explaining himself. So also Greg and Deanna, I thought she was pregnant, you guys. I was so bummed.
Thank you. It's not just me.
I was really bummed out for that one. Matt and Amber.
Yeah.
Matt just looks horrible.
The guy can't look worse. Yeah, he just goes down and down and down.
He looks really bad. And I don't think he was expecting to look bad. I really don't think he was. And he started to look angry.
I don't know what he expects then from the stuff that's coming out of his mouth.
I think he was forced to stay there by contract. Because he was like,
oh, for sure. It's under contract. Yeah, for sure.
He didn't want to be there.
No.
Mm-hmm. And I really want for the sweet Amber to respect herself enough and not chase after people who don't want you. And that's what I want for Iris as well.
Yeah. Mm.
Don't let a man have to tell you twice he don't want you.
Yeah.
Because he couldn't even be respectful enough for 8 weeks.
You're right.
You know? Mm. So also, speaking on that, I feel like Keith and Matt should have bounced early. They reveal in the reunion that they did not want their spouses.
Yes.
And I feel like the show, maybe with the show, because if they still wanted to have them on there, and I, like I said, I still think that Iris is zany and goofy enough, and you know, they could have still had it where they did individual counseling. You know, still had them in there in some aspect.
We talked about
they
this.
They weren't paired together.
Yeah, we've talked about this before in past episodes, and because this kind of stuff seems so obvious to us, I really feel like there's something in the contract or something from producers that doesn't allow that to happen. Because it would seem so overly obvious to just say, this isn't working. What can we do to learn more about ourselves and relationships? And you want to show us dating or take this a different way? And it just seems like they don't let them. Because otherwise, then what's the big deal? Like, how bad as Matt do you really look if you're with this girl for a couple of weeks and you're like, guys, no. Mm. I'm not attracted to her. It's like not going to happen. That's a normal person.
Mm-hmm.
Right. He said 15 minutes in. Sure. So
okay.
He fuckered up.
Yeah.
He kissed her.
There you go.
He was like, no.
Right.
I need them to do a redemption show.
Yeah, that's like horrible. And a part of me's like, and that's how you know, like, if he was trying to do it to get fame, he really needs like a publicist. He needs like a coach or something. Don't say foolish stuff like that. It really makes you look bad.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You look like a villain.
Yeah.
His business is going to go downhill, for sure.
Yeah.
It's,
because, and also, they could, Lifetime could put it on, what you call it, like, online, like little clips of them engaging in counseling. Because Iris and Amber, I really do think they built a genuine friendship. So they could have did, like, some kind of goofy counseling.
Yeah.
Stuff on the side.
That could be a fun thing. I mean, who knows? But you have been with us the entire time. Thank you so much. You call in every week. You rock. And we'll see you next season.
You guys.
We appreciate you. Thank you. Have a great night.
Bye-bye.
Tossing the number back in the chat for everybody. Give us a call. It's kind of like, you don't watch Bachelor, right?
Okay, you gonna stop embarrassing me like this.
No, I'm not embarrassing you. No, it's okay. Everybody can't watch all the shows that I watch. I don't watch all the shows that you handle. But if anybody who's watching us does watch Bachelor in Paradise, Matt is kind of like the Blake of this season, and anybody watching who watches it will get it. He came on Paradise this season thinking everybody thing was going to be great. He was going to have a good time. Man, did he come out looking terrible when all those girls were like, stagecoach this, stagecoach that. If you watch, you get it. Yeah. Jonathan?
Yeah, we got another caller.
Lay do
caller.
It.
Tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, it's Becca again from Leslie.
Hi.
Hey, Becca, what's up?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. You're calling from Canada, right?
Yes.
Canada?
Yes, I'm from Canada. Leticia, how was your birthday?
Oh, my birthday was popping, girl. I was dancing.
Yeah.
Yes, I got to do roller skating and an after party, so it was great.
This is our future AfterBuzz intern right here. Right?
Really?
Yeah.
Yes. So I'll be seeing you soon.
Yeah, I'm also a 90s kid as well, so I'm like, I'm there with you, girl.
Oh, what are you, 1990?
Three.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go.
Yes.
What did you? Hey, congratulations for being born. What?
90s,
what did you think of this finale? What's your final thoughts on these guys?
Oh goodness gracious. Okay, I'm going to start from the worst and then go up.
All right.
Okay. So with Liz and Jamie, I was like really hoping that you, Felicia, that they were going to get a divorce. I was hoping so much.
Okay.
And,
yep.
Like, when she was
they pissed me off.
And when Liz was... Oh, sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no, you're good. I just agreed with you. They pissed me off.
Yeah, and when Liz was talking about,
oh, my dog got sick and I had to step away from the marriage to take care of my dog. I was like, yes, I would do the same thing because I also have a dog. And I'm like, yes, take care of your fur baby.
You guys have
That's
seen
the same
Bam
Mike
Bam.
Was saying.
Yeah. You guys have seen my dog Bam Bam on the show. Mm-hmm. Like, I, yeah. you know, obviously I've been with my wife for a long time. We're coming up on 9 years now. But mm-hmm. I can guarantee you, if we are having some big fight, which is always stupid, our fights are always stupid, right? And never over anything important. If we're having some stupid fight, if our dog is sick, that would be done. There'd be no more fight, and we'd be taking care of Bam Bam. So I'm with her.
Right. Yeah, I was totally with her with all of that. With Amber and Matt, like, I feel like every time I see Matt on TV, it gets worse and worse. He shows, like, no emotion and that, like,
yep.
he doesn't want to be here, but he's, like, you know, stick to a contract mm-hmm. that he has to.
Yep.
So I'm like, there's no redemption for him. Like, he's the most hated guy ever. And, like,
that's the tag.
I don't even know why he signed up for the show, because like more and more went on. Like even like they did a preview, like a flashback of the song that he did, and he said that he's not committal and that he doesn't like stay in one relationship.
Mm,
so
yeah.
I think like the signs were just, I feel like sometimes as girls we see the red flags, but we're like, no, maybe like he'll change, or maybe it's just like a quirky thing or something like that. But like, I feel like Amber should be with Raven.
That's what they should have brought up, the real question.
Yes.
That would be amazing if Raven came in on the reunion with some roses and stuff.
Be like, just, are you seeing anyone, Amber? Raven comes in, yeah, she is.
But right after they were like, hey, are you seeing anyone? And she was like, let me translate. Yeah, a lot of guys. I went out with a lot of guys.
Okay, and they're not you, Matt.
Yeah, she was doing okay
yeah.
for herself.
Yeah, I think she should have said that. I would have fought her again. Because I applauded her last week for divorcing Matt.
Yep.
Yes. Thank God.
There you go. Any final thoughts?
And one more comment.
Sure.
With the Iris and Keith, I'll try to go really quickly on this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But like, I saw like a couple minutes ago you were talking about The Bachelor.
Yeah.
And I feel like Iris, she's like what society thinks like a virgin is. And I feel like Colton is like more of like what a virgin is actually is. And
that's interesting.
I felt sad for Iris when she was speaking to us. She said she still felt heartbroken, in my opinion. And I felt like really bad. I felt like the only reason that Keith like divorced her was because she was a virgin, and I didn't think that was like fair for that to be like the only reason to divorce someone.
Yep, fair enough. Well, yes. You're gonna get to air a lot more of your opinions. Vito, who just came in, was a former intern. So you're going
to
get down here and you're going
to
do great things.
I used to be a former intern.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Well, surprise.
Yes.
Well, thank you once again for watching and calling in, and have a fantastic night, all right?
You too, guys.
See you soon.
All right. Have a fantastic night.
Bye.
Oh, you too. We will see you at AfterBuzz.
There you go.
Okay, see you at AfterBuzz, guys.
Bye. We'll toss the phone number back up. So let's, while our next friend is calling in, let's talk about that specifically.
Let me interrupt.
Oh.
If you want to continue going, but we do already have another caller. If you want to have them join in.
Have them join in.
Yeah.
All right, caller, let us know who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, I'm Zipporah. I'm from Orlando, Florida.
Hey, hi. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm 1993 as well.
There you go. Awesome. So hang on for me just 1 second, because I want to toss this out.
No problem.
I understand being upset if the only reason Keith divorced Iris is because of her virginity. But I mm-hmm. honestly don't think that's it. I think that is a part of it. I think it's probably a big part. But I honestly believe him that it is a relationship maturity thing just in general. Because as mm-hmm. he said on the reunion show, I never said sex. I never said sex. She couldn't even make it through a game Right? They said, mm-hmm. remember the game, like, what's your favorite sexual position?
Right.
Like, okay. There's a difference between being a virgin, and I've never done that, so I don't know, mm-hmm. like, I'd like to try this, or something like that, and being open to it, because mm-hmm. you're married now, or whatever, and you're an adult. She's 27, right? It's, mm-hmm. okay. There's a difference between being a mature person and going yeah. with that, but you just haven't done that yet, and just this... the kind of immaturity that came off.
Right. But that's why I said I agreed with Iris as far as just him being more vocal with what he says.
See, I think if he was much more vocal, then we would look down on him for, like, pressuring her. I don't know. It's a really thin line. It's a really thin line. Mm-hmm. But who cares? What do you think, our friend who called in?
What do you think?
Okay. Yeah. My opinion on it is everybody's not looking at certain things that she said. She was an only child.
Mm-hmm. Okay, me
and
too.
And how she freaked out over them drinking the juice. That was a big turnoff for him. Oh. But nobody paid attention to that.
That's true.
Also, she said she has done things sexual, but she was still a virgin. So it's levels to virginity. So she could have maybe gave someone head before, but not full on have had sex. So it's like, mm-hmm. to me, she was being very immature in the whole situation because many women have did some things before they went on the whole way through.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. With it, if that makes sense. Like,
absolutely.
I've done this before I've done this 2 years later.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? So it's like, I think she didn't have any maturity just in the relationship, and it was a turnoff.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I think she probably showed him selfish qualities in the relationship, and that made him like, okay, I'm going to be nice about it, but I'm not going to go any further with you.
Very well put. Mm. Yep, very well put. We're going to try to limit it to two. Is there one more couple you wanted to talk about?
Matt and Amber.
Yeah.
I think, personally, she needs to have more, like, way more self-confidence. I think she's trying to build on it. She definitely talked about her having her whole moment after she broke up with him, basically, now.
Yeah.
Mm. But I think she just should have, like, definitely more confidence, and she don't need to be his friend at all.
Amen.
Like,
thank
leave
you.
Him in the past and keep it moving.
Okay, sounds not good. Even cordial. Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Well, thank you for calling in, and we're going to have to unfortunately say goodbye to you right now, but we appreciate you so much.
But we're
okay?
going to see you in the chat.
Have a great night. Thank you so much.
You too.
Yes.
Guys, I'm not trying to rush everybody, but I see the screen flashing that a lot of people are trying to call in. So if we can limit it to just a comment on one couple so we can get as many of you guys to call in. And I see Jonathan's got someone for us already.
Yeah, all right. Awesome. Next caller, tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
What up?
Hi.
Hi.
Who's this?
What's your name?
This is Tamika.
Hey, hi, Tamika. Francis. Hey, I see there you are agreeing with Applejacks in the chat. What yes, couple do you want to talk about? We're doing it you just one, okay, so we can get some more people on.
Okay. Who do I not want to
talk about? You made it hard.
Iris and Keith really make me upset because I think Keith handled it the way Matt should have handled it.
Okay, yeah.
Relationship-wise. But Beth and Jamie. Let's talk about them.
Go.
I'm actually one of the few people who are not shocked that they're still together.
What?
I actually called them saying together.
What?
on decision day.
Yeah.
So... I actually think their crazy just seems to work for them.
Do you think they've got like a codependency thing going on essentially?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I hope they stick to not having children or having just one child because that one child will probably be, you know, the apple of both of their eyes. They can focus
Load.
On the child like they do the dog and the cat. And
I feel like with a kid the kid would be getting very different I don't know, parenting from both of those sides. They're very different people.
I have a feeling the kid would be super quiet.
Mm.
Because kids that deal with like a lot in the household, like they're like so quiet in person.
Mm.
But I was saying today, I hope that if they're going to stay long term, like now they're in San Francisco by themselves, I hope that they do marital counseling to maintain
Please.
Their marriage because, you know, their communication is going to be an ongoing thing.
I think that would be a really good idea. And Tamika, thank you so much for calling us up.
Yeah.
No problem.
Talk to you soon.
Yes.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, let's see if we can get a few more of you guys in. I know people are
bring it in.
Already, here we go, yeah. John.
We got one more caller.
Yep, for sure.
Who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, this is Zerushel Alexander.
There you are. There you are. Go on. Go ahead in. You got one. Only one couple, okay? Only one couple. Go in on someone.
Okay. I am going to go in on Amber and Matt.
Do it.
Yes.
Okay. So, let's talk about them. We already knew that Matt was a butthole and that he was cheating and all of that, but I was super shocked that Beth knew about Matt's shenanigans as well.
The friends.
And he had to tell Amber about some things that were going on with Matt.
That's a tough position to be in. You know, she's not, so it seems like she's getting the information from mutual friends or friends that knew, but at the same time, she's not really great friends with Amber.
Yeah.
To be fair, they've been through this experience together, so do you tell somebody about this? Is it your business? What do you think, G?
I mean, so Beth is going through the same experience of being married at first sight as Amber is. So I feel like, you know, she knows it's on TV.
Yeah.
So I feel like she would have been like, you know, hey, this is going on. Because even if they're not really close, she knows what's going on. She doesn't want her to look, you know, like a fool on TV.
Right.
So I feel like she would tell her. As far as this episode, also, there was a few things. You know, I'm glad that Amber's doing better. I think she probably needs counseling after dealing with Matt in this whole situation.
Yes.
And I thought it was interesting that she was kind of like wilding out after she divorced Matt. I guess that was her way of kind of rebelling and just like, oh, you know, I've been trying to be faithful.
Right.
It was this kind of bad guy. You know, sometimes some people get hurt really bad, so then after that, out of resentment, they just kind of, you know, go wild and, you know, let free.
Mm, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It seems like that's what she was doing.
That's what she did, but, you know, I think it was kind of crazy as well that she tried to be cordial. I mean, I guess that Matt must have hypnotized her with some of his moves on that second night or something.
She's never seen somebody so tall. She's never seen somebody
she
so tall.
She probably was having, like, flashbacks with when they were playing The Good Times or something. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Something was going on.
I don't know. She's wanted to be married this entire time. G, thank you so much for watching us each and every week and participating. Yes. You called in every time. We love you.
Yes.
All right. I love y'all, too. See y'all next season.
See ya.
I'm glad she brought up Elizabeth, too, because Elizabeth kept making those faces every time Matt and her were together or they would talk. Like, she would always... I thought she just knew based off of movement.
Yeah,
but
it makes more sense now.
People have been talking to her.
Already, John? I think we got time for at least one more.
Yes.
Oh, shoot. They just dropped. Give me one second. They'll probably call
back. Someone's
going
to call back. Yeah, no problem.
I've noticed this number calling the whole time. They're back on the line. So, caller, let us know who you are and where you're calling from.
This is Deirdre from Houston, Texas.
Deirdre! Look at you. Probably our last caller. Okay, maybe. Going on one couple. One couple. Maybe we get one more person in. Go ahead.
I'm going to have to talk about my girl, Keith and Iris.
Yeah, do
those
it.
Those are my couple because I don't think she said, well, here's my virginity. He said, I don't want it. No, he didn't reject her. I agree with you 100%, Mike. It was a lack of sexual maturity and not sexual experience. It was lack of relationship experience.
Yeah.
And Ms. Zephora really nailed it. She was the only child. And as she said at the cabin, she never had to relate to anybody because she was the only child and she didn't have to. And I think that showed up in the marriage.
Yeah.
And I think lashing out at Keith and calling him an F-boy is wrong because he didn't like... tell her, you know, I love you, I want you to take her virginity, and then I want a divorce.
Right.
You know, he was very much a gentleman. He was very respectful. In fact, I think maybe he was too respectful because he didn't want to hurt her, but like you said, he was damned if he did and damned if he didn't.
Yeah,
you
that know, that was misplaced.
He tried to lay back and, you know, let her drive the sexual experience. You know, let her drive that part of the relationship. And I guess she was waiting on him. But if he pushed her, he would have seemed like the biggest heel in the world.
Right.
So,
she meant to say that to Matt.
Painting him like that made me mad.
She meant to call Matt the F-boy. wrong one. Deirdre, you rock. We love you.
Yeah. But I love you. I love Miss L. I love all my fans, the fans in the chat.
Thank you so much.
Zach, Tamika, Mr. O, y'all are wonderful. And this has been a great experience. And Mike, you better be hosting some more shows because I'm watching you. I'm a big, big, big fan of yours, sir.
Yes. Why, thank you so much. I am. You just played us out. That was the most amazing final call we could ask for. So thank
and
you
I love
so
how
much.
She gave all the shout outs to the people in the chat.
Don't forget to like them, put the thumbs up in the chat on YouTube,
yes!
and on Apple TV or whatever it is.
Deirdre, you rock. You have a fantastic night,
she's
all right?
Amazing. Why don't you co-host with us?
Bye, y'all.
Good night. Good night. Good night. Goodbye. Guys, unfortunately, I could take your calls all night, but they're going to kick us out of this studio. So, we have got to say goodbye. This has been, oh no. Sorry, Jonathan. We appreciate all of you calling in. This has got to be it.
Yeah.
We're out of time. We appreciate all of you hanging out with us for the entire season. We see all of you in the chat. We watch all your comments. We look at everything. As Deirdre said, give us the likes, give us the subscribes, all the fun stuff. Okay. So this is ending until January, but yeah, we're not going anywhere. Lanisha and I still host a lot of shows. If you want to hang out with us, Lanisha, give them your social stuff, but let us know what shows are you hosting now and what do you got coming up?
Yes. So Grey's Anatomy is coming up. So on Thursday night.
Awesome.
Yes, same time. I'm going to be doing a Grey's Anatomy after show, and I do Love and Hip Hop on Mondays.
There you go.
Same time.
And where can they find you? Where can they follow you?
On Instagram and Twitter at Lanisha, spelled L-A-N-I-S-H-A 914.
Guys, you have been amazing all season. I am Mike Thieling. You can follow me everywhere at Mike Thieling. Of course, Bachelor just wrapped up. However, I am starting Survivor, which is my favorite show, and it is starting next Wednesday. We're doing a big tribal time. We're doing Survivor. Come join me. We shoot at 9:10 Pacific. 9:10 Pacific, we're doing Survivor. And then, of course, he is so camera ready. He's got it pulled up. We're going to give him the final thing.
Yes!
Jonathan, where can they find you?
Oh, you can find me at JMolton87 on pretty much everything, I think.
Hey, that's what's up. Thank you for killing it for us in the booth this entire season.
Yes.
Guys, we love you. Married at First Sight comes back in January. Until then, follow AfterBuzz. Watch all of us. Stay cool to each other. Love each other. We love you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals. Thank you.